Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and we are in the Cafe Book Club. We are in Energy Speaks by Lee Harris. And tonight, we're going to be talking about the essence of a successful relationship, tapping into the energy of trust. Oh, my gosh. And this is, gosh, every chapter has gotten so much really wonderful, great information into it. And I'm going to go ahead and get my wonderful, beautiful Miss Amy, my co-host, on. Hey, Miss Amy, how are you tonight? Oh, my God.
Are you talking about trust?
Oh, my God.
No.
Yay. Okay, no, I have to be opposite. And we have a new guest at the cafe, and I want Amy to go ahead and introduce her.
So this is the Cliff Notes and more. We'll have her on a show to talk about her great work. It's Niecy. She is a veteran. She's an amazing woman, and she does great work on the planet. So I wanted to invite her today, and we'll talk more about her and do a show completely on her and her work. I know she's working on love and trust like all of us, and I thought it'd be great to have her join us.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Thank you so much for being a you're a brave girl coming on
yeah,
with us.
Mm-hmm.
It is all
so
good.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for the invite. I really do appreciate it, and I appreciate being able to kind of hear some of the things that I need to hear tonight, so I am all for it.
Okay, amen. Amen to that. Okay, so Lee does such a great job of really coming from his heart and really sharing messages. And at the beginning of this chapter, he talks about how he'd given this message, and he said that after he was all completed, a man who had lost his wife the year before walked up and hugged him and thanked him and said that the experience had helped him heal grief that he had been having through the message. And boy, what a great gift that is. And he said it really gave Lee a sense of the importance of the work that he shares, and that having these messages out there is you just can't know how you impact another person and how you can feel inspired to be sharing something in that moment that you're like, why am I even saying this? I don't know why. But yet it can be something so profound for another person that really, you know, have the courage and just trust that it's something that needs to be shared. So, Amy, what did you think about the chapter?
I think it's really amazing. It's a lot of really great information. So we're going to try to, you know, do as gently as we can a really great topic. And there's several exercises we're going to do. So I'm excited to have Niecy be part of that. And just really, you know, allow yourself to be open, because this is going to can change your life. I guarantee it. And one of the things they talk about here in the loving space and beyond time and space, they said that an energy of love created between two of you is nourishing and feeding of you both. So when the person suddenly disappears or walks away, or when you feel you have to walk away from them, it is one of the hardest losses a human being can experience. You feel the removal of an energy from your life, an energy you want back, and this can be painful. Who hasn't had that?
Very true. Hopefully it's comforting to know that actually there are growing pains, and it's actually helping your heart and your sense of yourself on a soul level to be expanding. And we really want to be going just so grateful to the people that come into our lives. And I think one thing too, at the beginning too, he also talks about that there's a really big myth that, you know, the most significant relationships that you have are long-term, and, you know, thinking that our relationships need to last forever. And that's just really not really the case. It's what's important to know is that the number of days, months, or years that you actually share together is your truth. And you can know someone for just, you know, so you have that wonderful conversation when you're sitting on the bus with somebody, and you'll never get to see them again. But there's this just like, wow, that plane ride. How many plane rides have you had where you sit down next to this person, whether it's a couple hours or whatever, and it could be so life-changing. You know, you're never going to see them again, you know. But, you know, the fact that you've had that conversation can just be, you know, it can be a life changer. And
it opens up a part of us, you know, and it's funny, like you say on an airplane, is like you may be able to open up to that person because they have no tie to you and you don't just expect to ever see them again. So you can really let go and really be open and let some things out you may never otherwise have let out.
That's what I really like going to women's retreats, because especially if you've got people that are coming from all over the country or the world, to share in a theme or something. And just the amount of sharing and growth that happens there can be it is life-changing. And I think that's like Amy saying, you know, you go share things with somebody that you may not have even been willing to open for yourself when you start a conversation.
Right.
And once you do open it, you're like, wow, thank you so much for being that person who helped me to open that Pandora box that I wasn't even knowing I had, let alone wanting to open. So,
and you know what I think that's where you never know where your story can help somebody else. Because how many times you get on a plane and people sit there and kind of act like they don't want to talk. And I have gotten plenty of friends just on airplanes, just having conversations where at the end of that plane ride, we're like exchanging social media info, like, oh my God, you know, let's keep in touch and, you know, things like that. And so you never know where in your story, your life story can be a testament to somebody else. And so, you know, it is important that we try to just be a little more kind and just talk to each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, and just realize that, you know, Spirit is putting people together for a reason, you know, that no matter, like we said, whether it's the passing people, you know, I think that's why it's so important to, you know, hold the door for a person and really look at them or just smile at somebody as they walk by you. It could be such a significant sense of connection.
Maybe the only thing that needs to happen. And so not having expectations that it has to be some deep conversation, it may be that we just stand and hold with each other in love. You know,
right?
Love is our greatest power. Wow, just be in that. Being love is our greatest power.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Consciously. And it comes so effortlessly, but we make it sometimes so hard.
I'm just going to say I want to really get to this next point, really the kickoff here, and it was about connecting with loss, which is Robin's going to lead us in this exercise. And I think one of the parts that a lot of times people don't think about when we've lost somebody, whether they're on this side of the veil or on the other side of the veil, that not only the grief of they're not there, but also the grief of what it was you thought in your mind this relationship was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
So open to Robin's going to lead us through this process. That it's so funny. We tried to do the show yesterday. Robin led us in this. And we both got thrown off the show, which has never happened in 450 shows.
So powerful. We popped off the show. So there now that we got Sheila here, she's going to just like hold the intention that we can get done with the show. I know.
Right.
Love it.
It's gonna happen. We got a Mama Earth in
this
tonight, and it's just gonna happen. Yeah, it's totally
gonna happen.
She's gonna
hold with us, so hopefully this time we all get to stay. So all right, Robin, let's go. The connecting energetically to the heart of a lost love.
Yeah. So in one thing that's like you're saying, love is the greatest power, and it fuels our growth and our energy. So in taking that along with loss, just kind of be coming into this exercise. So let's all just take a nice deep breath and gently let it out. And one more nice deep breath. And just kind of let it pause for a second in your body and then gently let it out. Now bring to mind someone in your life whom you feel you have lost. This could be someone who is alive or someone who has passed. No matter how much time has gone by since you were both together, from the vantage point of today, see them anew, see who they truly are. They were the perfect person for you at a perfect time. And when that time was no longer right or had come to its natural end, they disappeared. And you disappeared from their path. You have grown and plotted a different course because you have taken the seed of their love, their energy, and multiplied it. You have made it more diverse through your own unique forms of expression. Everything that has sponsored in you or gave you is now safely within you now. So once again, in your inner vision, see this person ahead of you in your mind's eye. See how perfect their arrival into your life was and how perfect your experience with them was. Trust that while you no longer physically are in their life, they are forever in your heart and forever connected to you at a soul level. In your own way, thank this one for the love that they have shared with you. So take a breath in and out. You know, it's just things that we forget. We forget that, you know, love is forever. And just like we were talking about before, you know, whether it's somebody walking by me and I smile at them, I'm smiling at their soul. You know, I'm smiling at a heart. And that connection is so amazing. Because, you know, our heart energy goes out probably 20 feet. So when we're interacting with other people, we've got all those connections happening all the time. You know, we're going to feel somebody, you know, before we're going to sense them before we see them.
Whether you realize it or not. So that's why part of this, you know, this work with Energy Speaks is helping us to understand our energy and the energy of others and how we're relating to each other. And it's a really good exercise. And even going back to some of these other podcasts, I think could be a really beneficial thing to lead to this one.
And each one of them is just so amazing. And, you know, one thing that Lee, you know, from that, Lee shares about how it's so important for us to realize the level of how we absorb in one another. We're kind of on the cusp of the whole theme that goes into this next page about how, you know, if you are one who is seeing the power you're observing, you know, sensing that other person, you're able to activate the love inside yourself. So if you see love, you're helping to activate love. And if you're holding love, love is such a high vibration that everyone around you will benefit from that love.
And Robin, let's stop for a second.
Mm-hmm.
And let's check in with Nisi. How was that exercise for you?
You know, it was personal.
You don't have to share anything you don't want to share. You just want to check in.
No. I just was finding the right word because, you know, at first I was really thinking, okay, someone you had lost and you know, I really just went to someone that recently passed in my life a year ago. And so, but to, you know, really talk about it being someone alive, and that's way more relevant and more, you know, real time, that it was very, like, touching to be able to just say, let it go, you know, and just love and accept what it is and, you know, what that person was in my life and let it go. It's no longer I have to, you know, accept this new me. So, and that doesn't include that person, and that's okay.
Wonderful.
So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So our invitation.
Miss Robin, this whole chapter, I recommend people, you know, read this and take some time with it. And I think we might want to move into that second exercise. Is there anything in particular you wanted to set up for that? And I'll dive us into the next exercise.
Well, it's important to, you know, as we're talking about this energy that, you know, just like anything, it's our choice. And we could choose to be in good vibrational energy that's around us and really be aware of yourself when it comes to expectations. Because like you could be expecting experiences that are heavy, negative, or limiting, but yet if you seek to just say, you know, what's the blessing here? What's the gift here? You know, how does my heart feel? And being able to tune into that, I think it's really important to do that. And, you know, well, there's a thing in here where he calls about being a love giver. And a love giver is someone who understands the importance of being someone who really just can embrace someone exactly where they are. And I think that's so important when it comes to embracing our, you know, ourselves the same and being able to really work from that level. So
let's look at the other side then, you know, the giving, and we're a lot, you know, we're all really good at that. And what about that, the receiving? And here on page 155, right, it talks about judging doesn't mean that you failed, not at all. You simply put up a wall between you and the connection you could enjoy. Think about that for a minute. So it's like you're blocking receiving. And here he talks about happiness does not look the same for everyone in every moment. Happiness can be peace. Happiness can be a feeling of safety and optimism. It can be curiosity. There is no one way. Allow your happiness to expand. And that leads us to this next exercise. So are you ready to dive into that one? I'll lead in.
Yeah, let's dive in.
All right, let's go. You ready? Hold on to your hats. We're going in.
I've got my goggles on. Let's do it.
I'm ready.
So this is entering into love's healing zone. Okay. So let's take a moment to relax. Take a deep breath in and breathe out any tension that you may notice in your body. See if you can feel yourself opening your inner vision, opening your heart. Bring to mind the people who have come into your awareness. This could include someone you love and adore who is still close to you, someone you have loved in the past whom you do not see much right now, or someone in your life now whom you love that are having a difficult time reaching or connecting with. See each of these individuals, however many there are, standing ahead of you in this vision. Now feel your love for them, even those you have conflict with. To fight with someone, you really have to love them. You really do. Otherwise, you would have no investment in the fight. You would just walk away. Allow any judgments you may have about arguing or fighting to drop away for now. And now feel the love you have for you. Are your sensations, colors, or sounds associated with that love feeling? Let yourself feel in your own unique way and allow yourself to receive their love individually and collectively. Remember that even though some people are not so adept at expressing love and other emotions, it does not mean that they're not experiencing them. There are many who think highly of others and who deeply feel for them, yet they could not dare to express it directly. Your love is felt. Their love is felt. Breathing into it, sensing that love is what is the most enduring realness in your world. Do not worry if your mind is still viewing one of these people as an enemy. Let your mind think whatever it wants. We're not talking to your mind. We're talking to your heart. And it is the feeling that is the most important part of the moment. So feel the love that you have for each one of these people. And again, feel the love they have for you. Basking in the light of this love, know that you're shedding the energies that you need to shed in order to be free. Allow these individuals into your life. And when you're ready, allow yourself to release these experiences, knowing it is done. The love has worked its healing magic. You are free to love and to be loved. Take a nice deep breath. How you doing?
I'm good. did we miss any? Did we lose anybody?
And you see, are you still there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Yay, I'm here.
Yay, we love you.
That was good. I was shaking it off. I must have been shaking a little too much and hit the button. I don't know what I did.
That's fine.
Good. You're good.
Good.
You just
you're
needed
good.
A little more of a pause. Just a little pause
going on.
Yeah,
I just didn't want to lose you. That's all.
Yes, I'm here, honey. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And that's
and I know that's an important point. It's the whole, you know, the circuit. We need to be giving and receiving. And even I love that point about, you know, the opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is indifference.
Right. And that's a mindset change, right? Because we've kind of been taught that the opposite of love is hate. And so it's reprogramming the way you even think about love altogether. And when you see it as, you know, indifferent, not necessarily meaning wrong, it's just different. And that's where you have to start to find that balance within yourself that it's more important than trying to be who's winning, trying to, you know, there are no winners and losers in it. You know, it's just kind of, you just have to accept it and just embrace the change that comes with really embracing love in a different way. And I think the last chapter, you know, one of the things that caught me originally starting off where it talked about how, like, just from the time you're born, cultural themes and external factors within your life are already shaping kind of who you are and what you are going to think of yourself and your personality and things. And so that's been looking at when you talk about changing the definition of love, almost it's like you're changing, really changing the definition of yourself and what you think and, you know, really coming into a new you. And so as one of my biggest reflections have been as I have grown and evolved into the woman I am becoming, some of those people in my life who are so important, you know, have to stay in certain chapters and those chapters have to be closed, you know. So,
And what I love, so I talked to Nisi about this the other day, Robin, the movie Eat, Pray, Love. There's a part where she's in the ashram, and she left her husband because she knew she had to. It wasn't serving her or him. He didn't want her to leave, and so it was not really graceful how it happened. And in the ashram, she saw him come to her, and him saying, I love you. It's okay, love me, or love me. I miss you. It's okay, miss me. And then allowing to experience what you're experiencing. Doesn't mean that it has to mean that we're back together again, right? But trying to push it away just clogs everything up. Just going, okay, you know, somebody that I could had a terrible things happen with, I can still love them.
Oh, for sure.
And not making that good or bad. But that's, you know, especially there's times when you're remembering that also just because I still love them, there are certain things I am not going to do with them any longer.
Right.
Because it's not healthy for me. It's not healthy for them.
And that's true. But, you know, and that's where it's only certain people that can really handle that truth. Mm. And that's where it almost seems like you lose people, you know. But that's where your energy just kind of leads you to those who should be in your life at that time. So it all works out in the end.
Amen.
So I want to touch a little bit about fear before we go into the next, our last exercise. Yeah, you can leave your sound machine down. Okay, it's all good. So fear can have many faces. It can feel like an insurmountable energy, but oftentimes stepping into your fear is the only way you can see that it has no power over you. It may even be working with you. For example, if you feel you are in a relationship or friendship that you do not wish to be in any longer, you cannot figure out why you can't leave it. Trust that you will leave it if and when you need to. Meanwhile, there is something there for you. You're not a victim. And in the feeling stuck at that moment, it's when you can look deeper and see that you are choosing to be there in order to learn, discover, grow, and reclaim aspects of yourself. Fear may be holding you in a place for a good reason until you're ready. And so the self-judgment and self-blame that go hand in hand or the idea that you're holding yourself back is not true. You are where you are, and you're doing what you need to do. So you're really trusting that and inviting yourself to be emotionally vulnerable, and it will build you into safety. Every relationship you have, especially the ones with yourself, can be called successful when you trust in the present and be strong. Make sure we covered that. It's just, yeah, it's a very different way of looking at, because there's so much in life where you feel like, oh, I'm a loser, or I'm not strong enough, or, you know, and I really kind of learned that from my sister Kim, when she got a divorce, because she said, she told me that one. She said, you know, you'll be ready when you're ready. And, you know, don't let anybody push you into anything that you don't feel comfortable doing. Yeah. And I think that's been something that really stayed with me, because I've watched her be able to be in a place where she can move on and be happy and strong.
And there's part here on page 152. I think it's pretty profound. I want to say this and then have you lead us into that, stepping into real person, Robin. It talks about you never really let go of anyone, but every single person you appear to let go of, it is not the person you're trying to move away from, but the energy between you that no longer is compatible with the trajectory of your growth.
Mm-hmm. That's a good compliment to that.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, we want to blame it on a person when it's actually just on a soul level. We've got things going on, and we're wanting to make it a small little thing when it's actually this huge aspect of ourselves. That if we can be in a place of being spacious and seek to have grace and love with it, that, and then, you know, asking our heart what we need to know. If you, you know, take a deep breath and talk to your heart instead of your head, you know, you will get the answers that you're looking for.
Yeah, that's where your love is, in your heart.
That's where love
head.
Is, and that's where your true wisdom is in your heart.
That's where your power is.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, and I think that just comes with forgiving yourself, you know, and just being okay with the things that have been, you know, how you've lived your life or whatever choices you've made up until now, and knowing that there are things that you could have done differently. So it's like, if you got control over it, do it, you know, do it differently. I think Amy challenged me to that the other day, like, what do you have control over? And well, do that, work on that. Don't worry about the things you can't control. So it's just forgiving yourself and moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Because that just takes the monkey off your back.
Yeah.
You know, it really does. It just takes that monkey off, and like, oh, shoo.
And you can play with your
monkey. You're out of here. Take that banana
and
throw it across the room.
Cute.
Yeah.
And it's never the little cute Michael Jackson monkey. You know, it's never little bubbles that she just be like, oh, it's okay. You know, I can just handle it. No, it's like Harambe on your back, like type monkey. Like, that's the one you got to throw across the room. So, you know, it's hard. It's hard to forgive yourself.
Yeah.
Let
very
Harambe
hard.
Go. He died.
I think it gets
Harambe,
easier.
Harambe, rest in peace. So, you know, go.
Exactly. Yeah. Put down the monkey.
Robin.
Okay. All right.
Are you ready to help
another
us
deep
see
breath.
The real us?
We're going to see it. You're going to be seeing the real you. So take a deep breath. And another breath. Nice deep breath. And just nice and gentle coming out. And as you breathe, feel your connection to your body. Feel the connection to your heart. And that inner life that is so active in you. With a soft gaze, see in your mind's eye a person up ahead. Let them gradually come into focus. This person is you, but you look different. You look different from how you saw yourself in the mirror this morning. You're more beautiful, more vibrant, more alive, and more awake than you have ever seen yourself. Is this you in the future? No, this is you now. Let this in. See the true mirror of you. As you, your talents, your skills, abilities, the creativity that you express, the love that you give. However much you want to argue the point, you do not see yourself clearly. You hear it and say it many times, but you do not always take it in. See if you can take in the truth that is so obvious to everyone else who loves you. You are extraordinary. The occurrence in your life that you have deemed mistakes, missteps, or failures did not detach from the truth. They only made the texture and the richness of you and your being, made you that much more extraordinary. When you walk into a room, you change the energy in ways that only you can. See and feel the light that emanates from your soul. Feel the unique warmth that is you. You are ready. Return this encounter with yourself with a greater willingness to be seen by others. Let your radiance shine. Recognize that you are a sacred mirror for one another.
So I accept.
Me too.
Right.
And I love that because when I originally read that, it made me think of a flower. Because what do flowers do? They just express themselves, and you can choose to see the beauty or not.
They're like, I'm a flower.
I'm me. I don't. You can call me a weed. You can call me a rose. You can call me whatever, but I'm me. Because all those things are just labels.
Yep. All those things are just labels.
And that's what we do to each other. You know, like if you think
about
it.
Absolutely. Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
How we do it in different aspects of life. We do it in social status and, you know, race. Like we do it in what you do at work. We just always compartmentalize each other like that. And we have to kind of get over that and really embrace the differences. So, and see each other just for that one individual that they are and meet them where they are. Especially me, that nurturer, like we talked about in the beginning, that mama bear want to always help everybody. You know, you see the good and the potential in people. But I was recently at a conference and someone had said, like, potential, that means you're not doing it. I mean, that's exactly what it means. Like, you're not where you need to be. So regardless of all the potential you could have in the world, you are not where you need to be. And until you, you know, get on that level that you should be at, or at least moving forward and evolving, then there's not much we can talk about. I mean, sorry, not sorry. Like, it's harsh,
exactly.
But it's real.
Mm-hmm. So every person longs to be seen, known, and loved by others. And every person wants to matter, to be significant in their hearts and lives of those who share love. So the more you connect with your love, the more clearly you'll be seen. The more you connect to who you are here, the more clearly you will be seen. Yeah, some will not be able to see you. Just trust that. And just be you. Unashamedly, gloriously, you can be here and experiencing being you freely without apologies. The more you give yourself over to the highest heights of that, the more fun you will have. The more joy you feel and the more beautiful you will be in your relationships. The more healing that we'll be bringing to the world. So let's just love on it and say, look at me. I'm good.
Love on me. I'm giving myself a little bear hug. Like,
exactly.
Know, the,
exactly.
Rubbing the
exactly.
bag. Looks like I'm dancing with somebody.
I was like, nope, that's her.
So at the end of each of these chapters, they have an amazing affirmation. So we're going to tie this together with a pretty bow. And this is the relationship affirmation. What makes me a master of relationships is my courage, vulnerability, and honesty. When I fear the loss of someone I love them even more. When I feel distrust of another, I look inside to see where I'm not trusting myself. When I don't feel good enough to be loved, I remember that belief has never been true. I was made to love and to be loved, and so it is forevermore.
More.
Amen.
I like it.
A big amen on that one, Sel. Well, thank you, ladies. This was a joyous loving. Let's love and loving each other. Yeah.
Yes.
So good.
Love
so good.
You.
Yeah.
Love me.
Love you too. Yeah.
Over a cup of coffee, we should meet up.
That's good. Yeah, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, just in time for Thanksgiving, we're going to talk about family peace. We'll be covering that in a couple weeks, so we'll make sure they have that ready for our Valentine tree. Our Valentine tree. Yeah, we'll be our Valentine tree. A Valentine tree for Thanksgiving. I know, right?
There
yeah.
we go.
Combine these holidays, bringing Valentine's Day to every day, because that's what love is all
there
about.
There you go, girl.
There you go. So, and as always, I want to thank our international audience for joining us. And if you guys have any questions, comments, please just let us know. And we look forward to seeing you here next time at the cafe. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. See you guys next time.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.